welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking before we went to break about the inherent dangers of what is happening in this country, and that the Republican movement, the conservative movement, is a detriment to this society, that there is a civil war that is taking place inside of this nation. If you're not aware of it, shame on you. You're going to soon come to find out. And it's not just overturning the Roe versus Wade decision. It is many other things that we're going to be talking about today that are going to be on the docket. And if you haven't realized by now that that what is taking place is going to be so damaging and may not be able to be overturned, the only way these things can be overturned that conservatives have done, this attack, this inside attack on you and me and our children and the future of this nation, that there be any equity in it, is through elections. Well, if you look at the way the elections are set up, the maps are set up, they've been gerrymandered all over this nation. And so Republicans have been able to build majorities even when they don't have majorities in office, just by the way they've ruthlessly went about their business, setting things up in a manner that they'll totally be in control of things for decades to come. I've got to tell you something, America. The Civil War is on. Now, maybe on the Democratic side of things, you might not want to believe that. You might not want to believe that your fellow Americans can be what they are. But they clearly have decided to attack you. And to me, the only way to balance any of this is to fight back. Now, you may say, well, elections. They've already jerry-rigged that. Even though Democrats outvote Republicans, they continue to lose because it's not fair, it's not equitable, and that's what we're dealing with. And at the heart of that is a political shift in the suburbs. We got to talk. What is going on with you people in the suburbs? I mean, I know you live in the suburbs. You live in a nice neighborhood. You live in a nice house. You got a few extra coins in your pocket. What is it that you can't see? Over 1.5 million suburban people, voters, have switched to Republican in the last year. What is it? You don't see what they're doing? You agree with what they're doing? Is it because, you know, you live a life of leisure, a life of Riley? Life has been good to you? So that's what the Republicans stand for? So that's what you stand for? You know, you've got everything that you need. You're not struggling. You're not suffering. And to hell with the people who are? Is that what happens because you live in a suburb? That somehow you are blinded? You can't see what's going on with these people? There's only one saving grace. Only one. As Republicans have continued to move suburban people have continued to move towards the right. And I'm talking really to you, suburban women. You see now, those of you who've been supporting these foolish people on the right, look at what they've done to you now. They've taken away your rights. You know, you constantly hear people on the right talking about Sam, you're constantly talking about my constitutional rights. My rights, it's the most important thing. For heaven's sakes, the Constitution gives me the ability to make my own decisions. I don't want anybody interfering with that. You know, don't tread on my rights. What did they just do?
I'm glad that a gun has more rights than my own body does.
I mean, that's what they just did.
That's what they just did.
Okay, and so I'm hoping that maybe the suburban women now who have been leaning to the right finally realizes, hey, wait a minute. They just took me back 50 years.
50. More than 50,
right,
honestly.
I know it's more than 50.
Like, what?
And they did it with one fell swoop. And they say it's because, well, we're really now giving people their own individual opportunities to make decisions. That's a lie. Because in many states, that doesn't exist. And in the state of Wisconsin, that's what's getting ready to happen. Anybody who doesn't understand, on the left, who doesn't understand that there's a civil war, that Republicans and conservatives have been waging against you and your families, I'm really sorry for you, because you're going to pay an ultimate price. It's almost too late now. Let's go to the phone line. CJ.
Hey there, Earl.
Yeah, go ahead.
Taking my call. I think it's partly because your party is now going to change the laws. They're going to ruin the filibuster.
Yes, they should.
I know, because your party can't persuade a situation. You either have to do it through executive order or you have to sidestep the rules. And this precedent is one of 230 that have been sent back. And rightly so, if it was decided wrong. I wish you would have just decided the Missouri thing 15 weeks. Because if you've seen an ultrasound at 15 weeks that they didn't have back in the 70s, and you think you're not doing something different than aborting a child, well, I tell you what, then your eyes are lying. Because you see a beating heart, you see a breathing baby, you see a baby. And even Joe Biden said, you're seeing a baby.
Hey, CJ. Let me say this to you. First off, this goes back to the time that President Obama was not given an opportunity to have a seat that was open where he should have had the right to determine who the Supreme Court justice was going to be, and Republicans denied it. Denied access.
Remember what Obama said? Elections have consequences.
Wait a minute. At that point in time, he was the president of the United States, and Republicans did not have the majority. And so what they did was exactly what you want to claim the Democrats are going to do, and that's not give a fair and equal opportunity for it'll come to me, to even get a hearing. And it was Mitch McConnell who said, no, we're not going to give them a chance.
Who controlled the Senate, right? Look at what Schumer's doing.
Wait, now you're promising
to pack the court. So you guys are in control
right now. They should absolutely pack the court. They should pack the court because the Republicans packed the court. So don't get angry.
They did it legally. I just said to you
that they denied access to, and I'm forgetting his name. Somebody remind me. when the opening was there.
Who? Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland. When they denied access, if all things were equal and fair and just and right, President Obama should have been given an opportunity for Merrick Garland. So don't tell me about how Republicans did things equally and fairly. There is no fairness.
They controlled the Senate.
There is no fairness. It didn't matter. There was a president of the United States who had an opportunity and was, and all things being equal and just and right, should have been given that opportunity. And the fact that you, who claim that Republicans did things right and righteously in the three seats that they've added, you know, man, it's hard to kind of follow, you know, people who say one thing, talk out of one side of their mouths, and then turn around.
About suburban women.
Yeah, I am talking about suburban women. I'm talking about suburban women. I'm talking about suburban women. I'm talking about
suburban. They don't want to live in a Democrat world.
Let me say. So they want to live in a Republican world that tells them what to do with their bodies, right? White men. White men. That is what they're saying.
They sent it back to the state.
That and the states and the states have been jerry-rigged by Republicans. So it doesn't matter whether or not that's the case, because conservatives and Republicans control 32 of the state houses because it's been jerry-rigged. So sending it back to the state is not going to be the answer. It's not going to change anything for women.
It's going to actually have to do with your party persuading an issue and not lying about it.
Let me tell you something.
You guys
here's what you and Republicans are going to find. Those suburban women who have switched to Republican before this came down, they're going to switch back to Democrats. They're going to switch back. They're going to switch back because they've had enough of white men telling them what to do with their lives.
And I might scream about it.
Yeah, they've had enough of that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What do you say? You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back.